Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello everyone, welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. Thank you for being with me here tonight, and I'm going to enjoy the energies of the Infinite Masters that are going to be taking us all into the higher states of an all-knowing presence consciousness and into what will be energies of portals of holograms of light consciousness. That started coming in just the other day when there was a beautiful sun dog over top of my head with a heightened vibration of two formations inside of it. You may have seen that on my 66 Gateway flyer. And that is all about these higher elliptical rings within rings that's going to be coming forward for us on the 66 Gateway and moving us into very, very heightened knowing, all being of stepping into our timelines on that 66 Gateway. And so tonight I wanted to just bring you into some of that frequency of these higher vibrations of consciousness, and get a connection taking place so that you've got something to listen to on a replay for a couple of times before the 66 Gateway when you're going to be passing through windows and portals of your timeline. And so we're going to just get into the vibrations of the Infinite Masters that speak through me. And for those of you who haven't been on Telepathic Tuesday, I will be speaking in the different languages that bring in a higher vibration and tone of a resonant frequency that some of you would actually become very aligned to and feel very peaceful with. This is just how the light languages work, and it comes in light intelligences from many, many different dimensions that connect with me and move through my eyes, my hands, my heart, and transmit heightened vibrations of stillness around you wherever you are. So I'm going to get ready and just see where they're going to go. This Telepathic Tuesday is something that just comes in the moment. So I'm going to just let them masters come through and speak. They'll give us a message, and then we'll be guided to go into an activation. And that's typically how all of my events take place, the teaching and then the activation. So please get your feet now nicely grounded. And so I want you to be in your bodies and be nicely rooted tonight into your bodies and into Mother Earth, Gaia. And we just want to relax our bodies and our minds. And we're just going to be listening into the stillness. And as you listen to the stillness, there will be different tones and vibrations of ringing notes that you're going to be hearing, including in my languages and my voice, that will start purifying your bodies and releasing some of those old timelines so that you can elevate into the dimensions with pure thoughts, pure heart, pure mind, in live vibrations. And these love vibrations that come through is when you're fully connected. Let's get grounded into Gaia. And as the heightened vibrations of stillness have entered into the room where you are, a column of light that you cannot see appears in the heightened vibrations that you're feeling. It is your own crystalline column of light of protection, and so that all that you hear, see, and feel emanates within your own aura field, within your own column. And anything that you're releasing from within your bodies, hearts, and minds will be transmuted by the light intelligences that is now arriving and building and creating this crystal column of light around you. Shoulders, the hips. We welcome all dimensions and all who are in the realms of truth beyond the beyond. That we are asking for them to assist us now in the journeys of enlightenment through many realms that we are to traverse through. In this stillness, and purification of the aura fields and clarity of the mind arrives. And so that your own oneness of a telepathic cord of intelligence arrives on top of the crown chakra and seeps into your inner mind, aligns into your heartbeat, and as you breathe in this telepathic cord of light, you are connecting into the soul being of who you are. Your body, breathe in the light that is forming a column around you. I welcome the electricities of heightened electromagnetic frequencies onto all crown chakras. Breathe it in. Your inner mind and inner heartbeats are elevating into perfected frequencies of light. As you listen into the stillness that balances and aligns you to the sacred tones and vibrations of that divine stillness, your new adhyan shudu kapa dite chitiru ketana. We are moving into higher and higher understandings of our own mind. We are learning how this stillness has to be more and more of our mind. So the more quiet the mind, listening to the stillness, the more these heightened strands of vibratory light beings arrive. In the stillness of the mind, we are activating a higher conscious vibration of a higher mind that allows your inner mind to become more quiet and listen. Breathe it in. As your body's consciousness breathes in the vibrations of balance, then you are breathing in a harmonic vibration of a light energy within you now. And the mind is accepting and the body is interacting. And pretty soon, the heightened aspect of who you are soon becomes the mind. And the strands of white light consciousness create an energetic field around you that is blending the outer body of these consciousness strands of light you're breathing into your inner heartbeat of your inner child, listening with a quiet mind to the frequencies that is harmonically attuning you to a new light intelligence of knowing, trusting, and receiving. We audition you. The longer the stillness of the mind and the slower the speaking of your thought forms, the more subliminally you will move in alignment and balance within this frequency of the particular strand of a light being and its energy of intelligences that is moving around you and within you. And abadi yet you took to Your mind needs to be in stillness and the body must become quiet. As if floating and moving into the gentle waveforms around you. So that the energetic fields may subliminally enter for but a moment into your inner heartbeat, into your inner mind. And this is when your inner child and its soul consciousness moves into this intelligent frequency of ascension. We are moving into ascension. Ascension is the consciousness we are breathing in. It is an energy that is called ascension that is elevating your inner body, inner mind, inner soul child into higher consciousness. I am here, child. The master of higher vibrations of light tones, I am here to speak a word of knowledge for all who are here listening to the stillness. May I arrive into the light quotients of stillness. And the word of knowledge shall be delivered. I am your child to deliver the word. A new matrix of a new web of meridians is bathing your planet of higher formats, of higher formulas from other dimensions, of other civilizations and species of intelligences. The earth and her meridians, ley lines, poles of electromagnetic fields are moving in heightened formats. As she is breathing in waveforms of different static magnetics of differing intelligences in hues and sparks of light essences. These new frequencies coming in from different realms, beyond realms, somewhat of what you have been shown in the sun dog, in the sky, yet beyond Gaia's visionary vibrations of consciousness. The new frequencies from realms beyond realms arrive as a wormhole where an essence of a heightened vibratory magnetic field enters into this universe, carrying with it a heightened fire essence of the beyond intelligent essences of light vibrations. It is awakening, adjusting, healing and releasing all dormant seals that will be unleashed. So that all of these heightened dimensions and species of civilizations arriving through the wormholes and portholes that is arriving in your gateway will assist in raising up the consciousness on the planet, beginning with her elements of the oceans, deserts, and rock formations, and her kingdoms of the plant, winged, finned, four-legged, and other kingdoms of heightened intelligences such as man kingdom. Many of you are tapping into the new moments of a heightened consciousness of no space and no time in the fifth dimensional consciousness that is bathing the planet and her kingdoms and elements and your own light essences of your light consciousness threads that you are equipping your aura fields with is magnifying the vibrational tones that you are breathing in each day now. And you are feeling slowness of your body and tiredness of your mind on some days and anxiousness of the heart on other moments of the day. This is simply your 3D consciousness adjusting to the heightened fifth dimensional consciousness frequencies and vibrations that is ringing in your soul light intelligent consciousness waveforms. These higher light intelligences arriving into Gaia's grid lines, ley lines, and meridians are placing energies of light intelligences into those ancient rock formations that is assisting in the awakening of those hidden ancient ones, of their crystal light codes that it is being cracked open and ready for your crystal soul seeds of light codes. Your new awakening intelligent minds are crystallizing and connecting to your divine light soul. And you are starting to transmit light into your mind, body and soul of the fifth dimension. On each breath, you are beginning to feel and realize, yes, I am feeling much lighter than I did before. And the builders of form and teachers of atomic masters and heightened electromagnetic masters who have been connecting and communicating to me are now recreating a new essence, one particle of light at a time, into your soul being that you are breathing in the new light vibrations and creating your own new grid system around you. A new matrix body of an aura light body of crystalline hues of many vibrant colors, vibrations, and tones and sparks of light. And some of you are seeing with your visionary mind, and some of you are tapping into with your divine mind. Yet it is all transpiring that some of you will see, hear, or feel the energetic, static, resonant frequency around your body in that aura, matrix field, when you are transitioning and synchronizing to the harmonic resonance of these light vibration essences around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the light vibrational essences creating waveforms of peace and light within your aura fields. Static sparks are clearing out low energies around the back of the head, shoulders, back of the heart, shaking it off with the hands and knees, and any heaviness feeling in the lower back, as your spinal column is clearing to the light vibrational tones you are hearing. You are embracing this fifth dimensional vibration. Into your bodies. You are quietening your inner mind so that your inner ears will be receiving more of these heightened essences of new sounds and soon new words and new thought forms of higher knowledge of divine directions and infinite healings will pour through your inner ears to your quietened mind that is aligning into the higher superconscious mind in the stillness. But the idea I am seeing a multiplicity of multi-dimensions of multi-consciousness fields. That is the bouquet of strands, of many hues, of many, many frequencies of light, crystal sparks, that many of you have been accommodating and building and creating within your own matrix aura field. It's just arriving. The planets, elements, and kingdoms are elevating in consciousness and projecting these light-stranded waves and bouquets of light frequencies around you, and you are breathing it in, and you are releasing and letting go more than you know. And they are assisting you, or they are also resting in the stillness of their minds and receiving within their hearts to transmit light onto you as another kingdom. And we are building, we are formatting, and we are creating beautiful harmonic vibrations of love when we look at these other kingdoms. And breathe in their compassionate heartbeats and transitioning minds that you know when you see that baby's face and his eyes of the animal in its smallest baby frequencies. It is love. It is gentleness. And it yet is transitioning and transforming to the light also around it. You are feeling the transition of the alchemy within your physical mental bodies as your consciousness becomes more aligned into these waveforms of all that you are listening to each day within the stillness. You begin listening with perceptive minds, intuitive hearts. The Abadiyajshudu and these plasma vibrations of light particles that we cannot see arrive in sacred geometric patterns. And they are clearing, cleansing, purifying our aura fields. All of these vibratory tones, strands of light consciousness is waiting for our own soul, body, and mind to breathe in the Holy Spirit of our soul light consciousness in these crystals. E Abba Chati. Your inner mind is listening and creating the decision to move into your divine soul's light, intelligent waveforms that you are breathing in and feeling as the harmonic peace and love that you are breathing and pouring in to your inner child. Breathe in the gentleness now and the warm peace of your own holy essence that is here now. Breathe in more of this stillness so that your body will become very still. Then your feet are anchored even deeper into Gaia as if they are tall rods of light that you become very tall, standing in these higher states of your breathing in, of your own stillness, consciousness of light. Your inner mind and inner body is now resonating and becoming harmonically aligned to the power of this light, of your soul light being, holding you in stillness with love. Breathe it in and be still. Nobody should do. Your aura fields are washed and purified. Your minds are quietening down. so that you may feel these beautiful unseen light fields of light intelligences that is creating new crystal light thought forms to talk to you, to elevate you, and to prepare you for a new evolutionary mind of becoming perfected in all consciousness of all that you always are of a light being. I am bringing in a heightened essence of the all-knowing presence that is arriving. It is activating a heightened holographic field of light particles in your aura bodies. Visualize your own columns of white light and strands of higher essences of consciousness. Are fueled and activated by dimensional frequencies that is spokes of light around your head. Transmitting into your aura fields, breathing into your inner fields. As you tune in, this is higher vibrations of peace and love that has been projected into these heightened, all-knowing holographic fields. And these sparks of white light is transmitting into the grid systems around you. Is also transmitting in the grid systems and all the elements on Gaia, living and awakening on this entire planet, preparing all for the 6-6 gateway of heightened communications to begin unfolding through these strands of light connecting, communicating consciousness fields that you are breathing in and resonating within your heart and mind. Move your toes a little bit to keep your body in alignment into these higher vibrations. And breathe in many, many more vibratory fields of consciousness. Did you know that there was more dimensions peeping through and aligning through wormholes and passageways and sacred portals of ancient timelines of grid systems onto this planet and into your aura fields and onto your footprints of your originating crystallite soul that is etched in Gaia's ley lines, meridians, portals. These light codes that are awakening on these rock formations, desert sands, and sacred portals on this planet are are bringing in the resounding, resonating vibrations in sparks of light into your aura fields and sparking light codes into your chakra body. That is reality consciousness that opens the doorways to those portals of your ancient timelines that you will be stepping into on the 66 gateway. Listen to the vibratory frequencies of your codes of light now in the stillness. New tones, new coning white light vibrations. It is cracking open the meridians, the soul below ocean floor meridians in Gaia, yet opening up wormholes and portals beyond during these moonlit nights of full moon eclipses and equations of grid systems of time in the early morning sunlit hours. And the moon is passing across the waters of Gaia's elements and across her lands. And these heightened species peeping through the passageways of wormholes and gateways are arriving and all auric fields of all kingdoms are harmonically attuning and resonating into these crystal light strands of light plasma fields that is bathing and aligning all of those who are listening into the stillness of their light consciousness and anchoring that stillness into their body and into Gaia's heartbeat. Breathe in the light-coded frequencies that is attuning you now and resonating within all of your chakras, within all of your systems of the body to become balanced harmonically. Let go of anything that is of a restrictive vibration, any tightness. Let it go and breathe in more light, stillness. I am bringing in the light vibrations around the head, bringing in the inner ears and inner mind and into the crystals of the pineal to activate the inner mind's eye. Activating your inner ears for your higher mind to begin igniting to these ringing tones. to be the rings of light of your crystallite grid systems that is spoking out of the crown to the elliptical rings around your head. Breathe in these elliptical rings of crystallite grid systems around your head that is beginning to communicate to your strands of light consciousness moving around you. You are all adjusting. You are all anchored in your bodies. You are all elevating in perfection. Your pineal crystal seeds and crystal soul seeds at the back of the head have become ignited as you continue to breathe in more of this heightened stillness, of the higher vibrations of who you are, of your higher soul that has arrived. Visualize the light that is moving within your inner mind's eye, inner mind, inner ears. Visualize the light within your entire head that is fueling you and transitioning. And now moving down to your throat. Is the liquid light moving down to your heart as a highest beam of white light of purest love is moving into your heart, igniting a golden flame. Breathe in the golden flame that you have just lit up in your heart. It creates a pattern of your soul's light essence in a sacred geometric symbol, in a hue and a vibration right on your heart. Is that symbol that is pulsing throughout your entire body. All chakras within the spinal column are vibrating and pouring more light vibrations of light and a code in its symbol within your heartbeat. Is now upon your hands in the palm chakras. And your inner body of its golden flame is in the highest state of freedom and becoming a divine light, of divine peace, of divine love within you now. Grid systems. I am receiving grid systems of the ancient ones tapping into these golden flames of golden light strands of golden light beings dancing around in silhouettes around all who are resonating to their own vibratory code. Be in tune to know all energetic fields within the body is pulsing of the golden white flame of love. And is healing the mind, healing the body, healing the aura body. And this vibration of light begins emanating and connecting to the crystal consciousness of an awakening crystal seed within your own heart. Of who you are. Breathe in this awakening crystal light vibration in you and just guide it and align it into any area of your body. So that you may create an energetic field of golden light of your own soul light essence from within that golden flame of your soul light heartbeat that has been awakened just now. Breathe in this beautiful transmission that you are emanating within your body and around your body. And those crystal seeds in your heart are transmitting telepathic knowledge to the crystals in your pineal. And this can only be done when you are in absolute harmony of light and absolute love within your body. And absolute stillness of the mind and body. To this golden essence of who you are. I am your child. There's an assimilating frequency of a light quotient to bring forward. The light codes and spectrums of light will soon start assimilating into all aura fields. And they will be waiting as assimilating strands of white light for the divine moment. When the sacred stillness of the mind and body will move into a heartbeat of the inner soul child and activate the dormant seeds and their dormant code. And you may be feeling this divine golden energy within your body and feeling the tingling through static electromagnetic fields tapping on top of your head or on your fingertips. You might be hearing the light vibrations of light tones and languages are ringing in your ears. And some of you may be now seeing with your visionary mind's eyes crystal sparks, symbols and patterns in gold letters or fire flames of writings being delivered to your inner mind's eyes. And these are the light frequencies of light intelligences that you are sacredly resonating into, of these codes that have been once more activated within your seeds of your heart, all preparing you for the 6-6 gateway of climbing up into a deeper state of telepathic consciousness to see, hear, and feel all that you are as a divine light soul being. Breathe in your divine light soul's essence. Breathe it in through the golden flame in your heart. Listen within your ears to hear more clearly. And open your eyes. To see through your master's eyes from within. And gently move your hands just to tap outward onto the electromagnetic pulse of your master energy from within that you are breathing out and around you. And just take a big breath of love and give yourself a hug that you are reconnected, reunited. We just give thanks and great gratitude to the energies of the infinite beings that arrived here tonight and brought forward the species of dimensions of ancient one timeline to pour through the frequencies of their soul light essence through the telepathic cord of infinite all knowledge that is aligned within all to move into all knowing and all being and now all becoming oneness. We leave, child. They are connected. They are aligned. Their bodies are in golden flames and sparks of silhouettes will be dancing and building and creating new aura fields if they so choose to stay in the quietness of their mind at any time. Move your feet around a little bit as you gently come back into the room because you went into a very high crystal state of consciousness. Then I'm just going to raise my hands up into the air so that I can just be bathed with transmitting the greatest gratitude to all of the infinite beings of light. Poured in the higher intelligences to bring all of us into alignment. For those, there was healing of the hearts, healing of the minds, subtle releasements of the subtle energy for you to begin living as light energies of a higher light consciousness each day now. Breathe it in and come to know your own vibrations of light. Essences is breathing right beside you, waiting for you. And each and every one of us here will now come to realize the importance of clearing the aura fields hourly so that you may transmit and receive and project love onto one another, onto all the other kingdoms and elements through this gathering of your inner conscious body to those sacred portals and the realms where there are wormholes of passageways of your timelines waiting for the connection that will come to be for many on this upcoming 6-6 gateway. So thank you for being with me tonight on this beautiful transmission of preparing your bodies and minds. And you may want to listen to the replay a couple of times and get yourself reconnected to that telepathic cord of a higher consciousness and breathe in your own golden divine essence in your heart to ignite that flame between you and your inner child. And we'll see you on that 6-6 gateway. There's going to be the highest energies tonight and tomorrow with the Wesak full moon and total eclipse. And so the suggestion the masters have given me to mention to all of you for this Wesak moon, May 26, a significant 8 for Buddha's birthday and Buddha's alignment into enlightenment, is a day where you want to visualize and create the new consciousness that we just went into. Build and visualize your own master consciousness. So this is the time to start taking a new vibration of listening to a higher conscious mind and take a new look at who you are becoming, the one that you didn't know, that these masters are bathing our hearts and minds in aura fields with, gently tapping us, nudging us to come into oneness with who we truly are. And so on the Wesak moon, Buddha did achieve nirvana, a highest state of consciousness. And so perhaps you could visualize that maybe replaying this alignment and activation tonight, going into your nirvana of a higher consciousness and staying the path to building the new superconscious body, superconscious mind. Just let go of those old programs, those old thought forms, and just be in that state of enlightenment and building the next level of a higher consciousness in every thought, word, and deed. And let that be your new creation from tomorrow's Wesak moon till the end of the year, and see what happens on winter solstice. Just a thought. You may go onto the website, iaminfiteatall.com or Norwalks in Spirit, www.jennifermcdonald.com to register for any of the classes that I have upcoming. I do have the Wisdom of the Ancients Facebook group that you can come in on June 10th. I will be giving a 30-minute activation there just after the 6-6 Gateway, and that you can tap into through the membership. I will also be speaking on June 22nd with Soul Talk with Patty Malik. So those of you who like to join in on those radio shows, I'll be there. And all the other events will be on Facebook. And I just wanted to mention with the 6-6 Gateway, that will be on this Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. But I will also be more than likely getting a message early morning hours. So those of you who register for that event of the 6-6 Gateway, 7 p.m., there will be, most assuredly, there will be an audio sent to you during the day of the message that comes in that early morning hour of that 6-6 Gateway. So you'll probably be getting two audios on that day, one in the morning that'll get to you probably the late afternoon, and then the live speaking at 7 p.m. Okie dokie. Have a lovely evening, and God bless your journey of enlightenment. We're on a high frequency. We got to keep rolling. We got to keep rolling and soaring. Bye-bye.